USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working hard and has brought home more than 45,000 U.S. citizens from other countries during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our teams are printing emergency passports to get these folks back. We call hotels to find spaces for U.S. citizens to sleep to make sure they're near the airport for the moment that the plane will arrive, and we make arrangements for flight crews, and we provide Americans with letters for safe passage.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is urging patience when it comes to the full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill.
We have the pieces in place at the moment that are functioning well. All these different programs that have been stood up so quickly through the president's quick action. Let's see how that functions.
Scalia, speaking there on Fox News, also says that it's premature to consider another massive stimulus policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
A television first has been announced by one of the broadcast networks. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
shot largely using FaceTime, Zoom, and other social media platforms, the first scripted coronavirus-themed episode of television will be a one-hour Sign of the Times devoted to the pandemic's real-life impact on the nation's criminal justice system. The CBS legal drama All Rise, announcing it plans to return to the air on the 4th of May, with an episode set during the outbreak and produced under social distancing guidelines. It marks the first primetime scripted series to attempt anything resembling production since shows began shutting down in the middle of March.
A poll from Silicon Valley Leadership Group says 18% of companies surveyed have either laid off people or are close to doing so. Most of those who say they're ready for layoffs answered that way because they feel they're necessary and have no other choice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One of the president's top doctors on the coronavirus task force says, don't be fooled, the coronavirus is still out there and still highly contagious. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Birx continues to reiterate this is a highly transmittable virus. And she says Americans still need to take precautions.
Out of respect for every single healthcare worker that's on the front line, whether they're a nurse, a doctor, a respiratory therapist, the phlebotomist, the persons who come in the rooms to clean, you know, out of respect for them, we as Americans should be doing everything possible. And what I meant was, if you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. This is a highly transmittable virus. We want every American to know that what they're doing is making a difference.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Meanwhile, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the situation with ventilators for coronavirus patients is improving.
Some days more, some days less, but every day there's a substantial increase. We needed more ventilators than the day before, every single day. For the first time yesterday, they were pretty much breaking even.
The mayor is urging New Yorkers to not stop social distancing and also wants you to call out your neighbor if you see them gathering in a crowd or not following those guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.